players the Metro. I'm right now to view every show. The champ list was awesome. Get with the horse's ass. The band got down as they stormed the stage. The crowd grew up like a lion. The bomb and jazz said it went to horse's ass.
Spank wagon!
Spank wagon!
Whoop Superman's ass! McDonald's, rock over London, rock on Chicago, Burger King, no way, every day, McDonald's is a place to rock. I whoop Superman's ass, suck a cheetah's balls.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
How you doing?
I'm just jamming out to the sweet tunes of Wesley Willis.
Wesley Willis, a spank wagon.
That's right.
You know, I thought I was original, but I'm not.
No, you're not.
I'm horribly unoriginal.
You've already ripped off Plan 9 from Detroit.
Rip? Oh, no. No. I did not rip them off. They have ripped me off, because I am the true spank wagon.
That's right. At least so you say. I mean, I don't...
I am.
I don't know.
I know I am.
I wasn't there at the time.
So, anyhow. How you doing?
I'm swell, man. I'm swollen right now.
You're
like
swollen?
Yeah, like an infected laceration.
Why are you swollen like an infected laceration?
I'm swell, so above
you're
swell.
You're swell.
Swollen. Laceration.
Got it.
Infection. Yeah.
Got it. Well, hey, folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
That's right.
Found only at spankwagon.n3.net.
That's right.
Until hopefully next week.
What happens next week?
Next week, we should be spankwagon.vftp.net.
Oh, yeah. That's going to alleviate confusion.
Oh, totally alleviate confusion, because I don't know how... okay.
Bullshit.
Big time
people finally get it right, I'll then fuck up because I'll have a new URL to them.
You know what? I'm already doing a redirect. I'm already doing a redirect.
N3.net, I'm sure.
Oh, they do. How many ways can you fuck up the letter N?
I-N-N-and.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to go by rock and roll lyrics.
And I've seen every single one of them. I'll be like telling someone, oh, hey, you know, what's your website? Spankwagon.n3.net. Okay, spankwagon.net. What? No. N3. Nancy 3.
Exactly.
Spankwagon.nancy.net. No. You bonehead. Spankwagon.n3.net.
.net! Ha ha!
Woo ha!
Woo ha!
I mean... I think we woo-ha'd how many times all of a sudden?
I don't know, man. I just felt, you know, the spirit of James Brown flowing through me, you know.
He's not dead. How can he have his spirit through you?
Say loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Ah!
Oh, you're white with sideburns, dude. You're black and proud is definitely not right. I mean, that's like a butter and milk gassy fart, okay?
I have soul.
You have soul, yeah.
Yeah,
Pat Boone had soul.
I'm a soul man!
Okay.
Of course, that's really funny because, you know, it's sung by white people, too.
Yeah, no kidding. All in sort of like, you know,
James,
not even by performers, like musicians.
Yeah.
Sung by white comedians.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd and the brother that didn't die yet is unsuccessful.
Yes. Jim Belushi.
Is it Jim or James?
Is alive. Jim is James.
I always screw him up.
John Belushi is dead.
Oh, okay. See, I knew it.
James,
like
who is also known as Jim.
Okay.
Is alive and well and performing at the Aladdin.
He's alive Aykroyd, anyway. Yeah. I can't say the same for his
career. He's well. He has to be well. You know, he's got a great gig living in his brother's shadow. I mean, come on.
Ouch.
No shit, ouch.
So. Yeah, but I've never seen him do like Animal House, too.
I hope we never do. I mean, it's bad enough they made Van Wilder.
That's kind of like Animal House.
It is Animal House. It's the 90s version of Animal House, except not as funny.
You know what? I actually saw the preview for that in the theater. I just didn't want to see it. It just doesn't look that good to me.
Yeah.
It looks to me like another, show some tits, ass, and smoke some pot just to get a woohoo out of the audience, and that's about it.
Jim has done okay. Yeah, okay, let's see. Can we bring up that one film with John Ritter? Yeah, just want to bring that one up. You know, he makes the nail machine gun.
I'll do you one better.
Huh.
And if our listeners hear this right now, Homer and Eddie.
Homer and Eddie. What's Homer and Eddie?
Jim Belushi is 8 years, like, I don't know, like 8 or
12 years old, something like that. I know it's a widespread, isn't it? Gets hit with a fastball.
Pink.
Becomes stupid for life.
All right. So it's a feel-good picture.
Yeah, he gets teamed up with Whoopi Goldberg, who plays a schizophrenic, manic-depressed, dying lesbian.
Wasn't this her role in Star Trek?
Yeah, kind of that way, okay. Except for, you know, it's not drug out as long.
Got it.
They drive in a Lincoln Continental convertible.
Lincoln Continental convertible.
I saw it once and thought it totally fucking sucked.
Thelma and Louise. Yeah, but the fact that you sat and watched it.
I was like a little kid and I was sick and I was too lazy to
change the channel.
Remote. Yeah, I'm lazy, man. Yeah.
Got it.
Besides, it's back to besides, you always got to watch every movie at least once. You know. So
well, yeah, I mean,
the way you can criticize.
But there's a few movies you got to watch multiple times.
Like, well, yeah, of course.
Like
yeah,
tonight, what did we all tune into the minute we saw it on TV?
Sopranos,
The Crow. Oh. Movie, not TV shows like The Sopranos. The Crow.
Josie and the Pussycats, too.
Josie and the Pussycats, we just watched for What's-Her-Face, that redhead with good little, you know, nice boobs and decent ass.
Yeah, I like her, too.
Yeah. You really like her.
I like
her. But
everyone.
She's not your ultimate conquest.
No.
Your ultimate sexual conquest is...
Let's see. There's Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu. I kid you not. I come into work. He goes, hey, Mark, check this out. It's a picture of Lucy Liu. I wonder if I could Photoshop my head next to hers. Actually, yeah. He doesn't even do Photoshop. He does Microsoft Paint.
I use MS Paint.
MS Paint. If you get these
what's really bad about this is MS Paint doesn't even have, like, lasso.
No, it doesn't. Just, you gotta cut it out in a square.
It's really that bad.
So. Yeah. But you love it. It's how you make your Mr. T photos. But you gotta go in the gallery.
Yeah.
Speaking of
the gallery.
I fucked up.
Yes, you did.
We actually have in my truck right now, as we speak, the photos of Bad Food Night, which some of them are good, some of them are bad, some of them we will never show. But, you know, trust me, it's a reason we wouldn't show them.
And what happened was I burned the CD.
Oh, yeah, burned the CD last week. Gave it to me
last week.
I left it in my truck
all of
last week, thinking that I kept accidentally leaving it in my desk drawer. Last week. Yeah. So, needless to say, it's in the truck and it's got to get up here tonight.
Yeah.
And I was working on the webpage.
Really?
Yeah.
And what did you work on?
I found our number one fan.
Oh, yes. I saw that.
Yeah, I have my number one fan. I'm sorry. More committed than the JLD. More committed than Kilroy.
That's right.
You know. More committed than your mother.
It's our number one fan.
Because your mother has not listened to our show tonight. And that is destroying us.
It hurts me.
That
might be listening. I'll find out later.
That is our ratings nightmare.
Probably not.
See, that's one third of our guaranteed audience gone,
yeah.
Dissipated.
We've literally, if that is the case, and she's not there, you know, that's literally,
that's
yeah,
33
one third
points.
Of our
that's 33. You know, everyone.
That's a severe loss in the ratings game.
Huge loss in the ratings game. So we're big losers here tonight, folks. We are. Gotta get those votes, but also I really fucked up the index page there. You go in. And it's the old index page, because I used some old code, because I totally botched something, and all I had was a really old copy, so my guest book is back up for a whole whopping another 24 hours. So if you want to sign the guest book, but forget how to get to the gallery, unless you go to one of the other pages, until tomorrow morning or so, it'll be up.
That's funny.
The guest book was a great idea. It had good potential, but people actually took it too serious. And they started using a guest book like a message board.
Yeah.
So
you fuck not know who you are, and I've already posted a few responses in the existing message.
Oh yeah, the current message board's getting great. Matter of fact, the latest of the whole new look saga, you know, which is on its fifth number now. So that means it's what? Whatchamacallit? It's let's see, 50 posts per deal. So we're on number 5. So that means we're going on over 200 now in the whole new look saga. 200 posts. Well, Kilroy asks, what's the most miserable day of your life?
Yeah.
And why?
Well, Trincher had something to say. Okay.
I was legitimate. Mine was legitimate. My dad passed away in October, and that 24 hours that I was awake in plane tickets and getting home and being with my family as fast as fucking possible, I think it was after 36 hours I finally got some sleep. So it was a lousy day. That was a lousy day. You know, worst of my life. How about you? What's the worst day of your life?
Pretty much, father passing away is. Yeah. But, basically, pretty much, somebody was being kind of cute on a message board there and said, What if you have a whole bunch that rank equally?
What?
That's what they posted on the message board.
Oh yeah, the whole bunch of bad days that were all the same. Now, yeah. If you have that miserable of a life, I think you're Link. Final Exit again. Final Exit seems Final to Exit be a great work. Link for these message boards.
It's
we will give you the way out.
Yeah. What the hell is that called? It's basically a guide
suicide tutorial.
Yeah, there's a name for it. Like there's like a cutesy name like euthanasia, but it means like self euthanasia, some shit like that.
In Europe. Right. Bad joke.
But I'm bum.
Thank you. Okay. Bad humor. You gotta love it.
Yeah, I just think, what if we had to pay for to broadcast this? How pissed off would people be?
If people had to pay to listen to this?
Yeah.
I don't know. Although, I hear a rumor. And, of course, you know, I really, really, really dislike rumors. So I need to validate it as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. But our man, Angry Black Man.
Angry Black Man.
Our number one man. Of
Angry person. Black Man.
Yes, Angry Black Man.
He came from the urban...
Urban where?
I don't know.
We don't know where he's from.
He's
probably so suburbanite, it's almost painful.
Well, that's what fucked me up right there. You know, I had this sudden thing of... I'll be honest with you. Let's come clean. I had this sudden, conscious thing, but PC. Episode PC, like, well, if I say jungle and he's black, will he take that as being a racist remark? Well, fuck him. Yeah, urban jungle.
Urban jungle. Yep. So anyhow, angry black man told me today, he goes, dude, they shot it down, dude. They, like, totally blew it out of the water, man. You don't have anything to worry about, dude. Okay, dude?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Now, actually, before we get into this,
mail me the link.
And you never did.
Yeah, you have to see the mail and the link. But anyhow,
explain to our listeners what we're talking about.
Carp.
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 Like the fish.
Exactly. Sucks on water,
and
skims off the top like everything else. And very smelly, yes. What this panel does is, and I wrote this in my Blender for Brains, very loosely written, poorly written because it was written in a whole 10 minutes, but now I'll get back to why that was. So anyway, this panel says, oh, we're here to tell the FCC or the MIA or whoever it is that governs royalties how much an internet radio station broadcasts. And I covered this last week a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's how much an internet radio station broadcasts. And of course, soon it could be, again, 0.14 cents per song per listener, which for me, if my numbers that I used to get, which I can't anymore, are accurate, I'd be spending like $34 a show.
You can't get numbers anymore.
I can't get show numbers anymore.
Why is that?
Well, Live365, the broadcaster here that we use, was teasing. It was like, hey, check out this. Now you have to pay for it.
Ah.
You know, so it was like what you want to consider kind of heroin wear. You know, here you have some, man. Heroin. Try it out. We'll get into heroin wear later on. We'll rewind and get back to it.
High-speed data service, yeah.
Yeah. But we'll get back to heroin wear.
Heroin wear. It's an interesting word. Yeah, we're waiting for the confirmation of that. Carp wants to charge us money to broadcast to you people, and you people aren't going to pay me anything anyway.
We're not asking for money. We don't believe in charging you guys for this.
And it's not like we have advertisers anyway, unlike, I don't know, a radio station.
A real legitimate radio station. Which, by the way, did you know a real legitimate radio station, I just found this out, how does not pay a dime
to play a song? I did not know that.
You know why? Because the record companies are the ones going, here, play our shit, and make sure you put this in a deep rotation, heavily between the noon and one, all this bullshit, just so that way they can get that music out there. By the way, before I get too far into a rant, let me go ahead and say, Kilroy's hate mail, let's give him mad props. Nothing.
Okay.
Wow, that actually kind of worked well. We need to maybe do a recording.
Yeah.
Do a little record. Hey, anyhow.
We had somebody leave.
We had someone show up and leave. But Kilroy's doing a good job. He's our gatekeeper. And if you want to find out, you know, chat with us, join in our conversations, because we love doing this all alone. And God forbid we have feedback or have anybody say anything other than good old Kilroy here. Our chat is in Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo chat. Chat.yahoo.com. When you get in there, sign in, log in, do whatever you need to get in. But look for the user room. SpankWagon_radio.
That's right, at chat.yahoo.com.
Chat.yahoo.com.
Please, join us.
Join us. If you also want to, get a hold of us. We got shit on the site!
That's right, man. You know.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a little frustrated.
Yeah, I understand.
Especially after today when I we had to talk with Flying J, who wants to contribute to the site, but doesn't want to listen to the site.
And you know what? There's a different thing on that right there. We have I've actually conferred with Flying J on this. We have quite a funny... we would like to turn it into a weekly kind of skit type thing.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll...
I don't want to talk about it too much as to the content of it, because I want it to be a surprise. I think it is completely hilarious.
It's going to be the best thing. We're actually going to start working on segments, folks.
You know, like you always had like Saturday morning cereals?
Yes.
Well, we're going to kind of do one for a short run and see how it works.
Just think about this. Think about this way. Not necessarily cereals. Cartoons. Saturday morning cartoons. Always are two or three stories in a half an hour. 2 8-minute segments. Mm-hmm. Plus commercials.
We're kind of going to do that.
Well, no commercials.
But it's very funny. The problem being is Flying J was all psyched up about this. And
he loves to, you know, he's a showboat. He's like us. He is
I told him, and I made the arrangement with Trencher to say, come on over. We'll be at his house, and what we'll do is we'll do the recording. I have the equipment and everything, the cassette, and, you know, we'll go ahead and do this. And he was just like, sure, and I haven't heard anything back from him.
Yep.
So I'm like,
but hopefully soon. We're also getting some new stuff in from Kilroy. Due to, believe it or not, I did get feedback on Kilroy's Easter deal. When we actually played Christian Fornication during our Easter show, I got confirmation that people actually enjoyed it.
Really?
That tells me that Kilroy, with his geek report, found at vftp.net/Kilroy, we're going to get the geek report on a weekly basis from Kilroy, hopefully.
That's well.
Weekly, semi-weekly, whenever we can. So those are some good things that we're going to be bringing into our show, because we're obviously not funny enough for everybody, and
apparently not.
You know, we don't.
But we do have high hopes for all this. Like I say, with Flying J right there, we're going to work.
We're high hopes. So
he actually does seem excited about it. I don't know what happens as soon as he walks out the door, but like I say, if we can get that working, it's going to be funny. You will love it.
All right.
Okay, so let's see now. Once again, it's a nice Spank Wagon Radio. Thank you very much. Quickie commercial intro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, let's see. I'm looking at we're actually working on that 20% shit.
Yeah.
God.
Doesn't matter how much you plan ahead, you will always fuck it up.
You know, that's just the way it is too, man. This is why I like this stuff. Think about it.
Doesn't matter. You can pre-record the show.
Oh, I can pre-record the show.
It'd still fuck up coming.
Kilroy had that on one of his shows. He goes, "This show is pre-recorded." So I already knew about my mistakes. So that happens to us all the time.
We don't know about our mistakes.
We don't. We're live on Sunday nights.
That's right.
If you are listening to this in the recording. Yeah, if you're listening to this recording, please remember, these jokes have already been told.
That's right. And remember, if it's not live, it's archived. Our past shows are in the archive section.
I don't remember writing that.
You did. It's actually
Even remember.
I built upon that.
See,
but anyhow,
I gotta
yes.
use that.
If it's not live, it's archive. That's right. And you go in, we have all of our old shows as far as we've recorded right there. Everything from Bad Food to Christian, to our Easter special.
Okay, hold on.
You name it.
We're becoming whores to our own product.
Got it. We got it.
We're becoming whores to our own product.
If we don't, who will? Because apparently nobody else listens.
Well, we got to be funnier.
Have to be funnier?
We got
to
tell a joke.
You want me to tell a joke?
Yeah. Tell us a good joke. Come on! I want one right now. Come on.
Well, I don't know. Fuck! I'm actually on the spot. Let's see. Two Jews. What? No. Okay. Okay. Two homeless guys walking down the street.
Okay.
Come across a dead cat.
Okay.
One guy says, "Hey, you hungry?" Guy goes, "No, I'm not gonna eat that." He goes, "Okay, eats a dead cat."
Yeah.
So they walk another mile. The one homeless guy vomits the cat back up. The other guy starts digging in and goes, "Hey, that's how I like my food, warm."
Ah! My God, that is awesome. That was good. Nice on the spot. Yeah, nice.
Fuck me up, man. I'm going to tell you some nasty, rank-ass jokes.
That's nice.
That's right, man.
See, that was what... Yeah, that was good. So, anyhow.
Okay, yeah.
And you got any more?
Yeah, I'm... Shit,
Come on. One more. You gave me one gross joke. Give me another good joke. Come on.
Okay, to get to the other side, the chicken crossed the road.
What?
Oh, yeah, fuck that one up.
Wait. To get to the other side... Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm getting dyslexic with my jokes now.
Why?
I don't know. I used
to do stand-up.
I used to do stand-up, yeah, but you always plan fucking ahead.
Yeah. See, I guess I'm the one that used to do improv, so I know how to be spontaneous. Hey, put down the bat. I don't want to be dissing you.
I prefer to do things a little bit more planned out.
So you planned out? You planned out. Now, keep in mind, folks.
Here comes the comedy.
When you hear this stuff, you know, this is me and my notes that I'm writing on my shows now, because I decided I need to keep track of this shit. You planned out. With your comedy, of course.
With my comedy.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
God. Take my wife, please. Hey, it's a green pipe.
Hey, man, leave the soupy sales. Talk about your improv days.
Wow.
Wow. That shit, dude, don't make me feel stupid.
Goddamn. It's like,
okay,
soupy sales, what the fuck is this? A bunch of 50-year-olds in a retirement home?
Soupy sales. Yes, kids, go into your daddy's wallet and grab that green thing and mail them all to me.
That's
that was
great,
the
man.
Best. Improv days, back in the day.
Special guest, Imogene Coca, next! Ah! What the fuck, man? Yeah, it would be totally off the fucking wall, man.
Wait, thing, you know, who's the one, Fatty Arbuckle? Yeah. You keep talking about this Fatty Arbuckle, you have to find him online.
It's because you ain't looking in the right places, man.
Where the fuck you look to find some guy named Fatty Arbuckle?
You don't know anything about silent movies or vaudeville.
I don't know much about silent movies. I do know, smidge about vaudeville.
How much you know about vaudeville?
It was performed live on stage.
Ooh.
But so it's
so are sexual donkey acts.
You had to go look once. Joe Rogan, good comedian. Okay, what is it? Why vaudeville? What's the difference between vaudeville and live theater?
What is the difference between vaudeville and live theater?
Yes.
Usually there's some sort of burlesque mix in, some kind of dull humor, a lot of slapstick, and for some reason, don't ask me why. I can't
donkey
figure
act?
It out. But for vaudeville, there are three fucking things.
Calm down, dude.
A cane, a straw hat, and a checkered fucking coat.
A cane, a straw hat, a checkered
You'll
coat.
Never see a fucking vaudeville act that does not have at least two of those items, if not all.
I've seen the cane and straw hat. That's what the first thing I think of is, you know, vaudeville with the guy dancing and the cane in one hand and the hat in the other.
That's it. And if it's slapstick humor, it has to be loud.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get it. Okay. Makes sense. Makes good sense. You calm down? Yeah, blood pressure's okay? Need a pill?
I can't stand fucking vaudeville, man.
I'm going to buy you a straw hat.
You have to understand, okay? See.
You know
my
who has a hat? You know who's... Okay.
With me and my father? Okay. We got along fairly well, but you have to remember, the generation gap was doubled with us.
Mm-hmm.
My father grew up during the Depression, damn near, okay? And he grew up around vaudeville, so... You know, most kids were like, you know, their parents saw H.R. Puff and stuff, okay? Mine saw fucking Ben Turpin, all right?
Wow. Wow.
That's to give you an example, okay?
Okay, good example, good example. No, I was going to say, I know someone who has a straw hat, I think, that would work for you perfectly. Nine Volt.
Nine Volt.
The guy that looks like Colonel Sanders in the car?
Yeah, it looks like Colonel Sanders' pimp. That's when one day I decided and said, fuck it, I'll type in VFTP.net.
Yeah, he's
see
checking out
have.
The rest of the site for VFTP.
I get this cat and mouse thing, man. And I see this guy with this deranged fucking beard and a hat, man.
It's funny, he also has a hat that makes him look like he was a Leonard Skinner, you know, roadie or something.
That's great.
He puts his hair down and looks like Leonard Skinner, you know. It's funny. It's
I'm
very
sure.
funny.
Just don't let him
I'm humor.
Just don't let him on a plane.
Oh, man.
Sweet home shit! Some redneck with a fucking yipe sign up in the air.
Yipe!
That's right, man. Dude on the ground with a fucking umbrella sees this plane coming at him. That's my Wile E. Coyote references for the day.
Yes. I am your host, Wile E. Coyote. Anywho.
Billy Joe's blind. He's been drinking out of the Acme still again.
Acme. Man, what do you think... here's what I love about our culture now. Let's say the Warner Brothers cartoons were introduced in our culture today. Let's say they just came out maybe 95, 96, okay?
They would be protested as much as, if not more, than shows such as South Park for their violence.
Or Simpsons, yes.
Or especially Cartoon Network.
Oh,
edits.
I love those guys.
Cartoon Network edits its cartoons.
They have
you can watch Tom and Jerry, and you'll see the Mammy character. She's been redone. She's been drawn white, and it's like she's been done over. And instead of having the black accent, it's June Foray doing a dub, and the voiceover is of an Irish maid. And they are totally sensitive. They take out all of the Jim Crow jokes and the minstrel stuff and everything.
Wow.
And if it's very rare, if you've seen it too, you'll see the World War II edition of one with Bugs Bunny shooting at Japanese, man.
Huh.
And they're totally drawn like the propaganda stuff we saw at the Smithsonian.
At the Smithsonian, I remember
that. With the big glasses, tiny eyes, and the two front buck teeth.
Yeah.
And the two little incisors.
The super teeth.
Uh-huh.
Now, I do know that they do a lot. I do know that the Cartoon Network does a lot of editing. Cowboy Bebop, which is a show I got addicted to, and actually it was when I was doing my Spank Wagon alone. Mm-hmm. I literally would start Spank Wagon up at 10, play a ton of music, or at least an hour's worth of music, at 11, see y'all, good night, have a nice night, sayonara, bye-bye, click, off, boom, TV. 11 to midnight, I would watch Cowboy Bebop. What I didn't know, though, is they cut some scenes. Like, there was one scene in one show, dude fires a missile at a skyscraper. Mm-hmm. They cut it. And, speaking of crappy-ass sensitivity, this is not cartoon-related, at work,
yeah,
the airplane on the poster has been covered.
Has it?
Has.
Ah!
You have caused that airplane to get covered.
Wow,
because
man.
It was a little picture of an airplane, like a little airport symbol of an airplane.
You don't know what we're talking about? Listen to the archives.
Going straight to a server.
A picture of a server which resembled
a building.
Yeah.
It was pathetic.
So it was a joke. If you know me, you know my on-the-fly sense of humor of how I love to poke and prod at
you
sensitive
well, no,
things.
His sense of humor, he will find... So, I hear you're Amish. You know, I mean, he'll just fly at you with his shit.
So, how's the herpes today?
Yeah.
Shit like that. I might say something like that. My humor gets pretty fucking nasty at times.
You're nasty, but you're
I yeah, sometimes... I don't go from being mean. I become fucking Louis B. Mayer sometimes. Really fucking do.
Damn.
Ouch. I become fucking ass mean.
Hey, that's okay, though. Most of us can put up with you.
Hey, Stitch, you're gay.
Oh, ouch. Okay, so.
That's another listen to the archives to find out.
Listen to the archives, folks. download.
That was fucking
my nice. Bandwidth doesn't cost me anything yet.
Yet. Otherwise, but needless to say, Spankwagon will not go off the air if Carp does go through with everything.
We will modify our show to the point where we stay on.
We've already discussed this. We won't so much change formats.
No, we're not going to change format at all.
But this is it right here. If you really if you want to help, I'm going to threaten you people. If Carp goes through and I have to pay royalties, we have to pay royalties for this show to be broadcast. Okay, guess what? The music is going to be uncopyrighted music, or it will be copyrighted done by us, and you will get to hear me sing parody karaoke for 2 hours every Sunday night in the background.
Oh man, no, I couldn't take you to
Ray Rodriguez. Wait, is going to come in. I'm going to get the synths.
Let's get your Tom Jones. Let's get you a little bit of your Tom Jones.
Let's see. She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady. And the lady is
okay, enough, mine. Enough Tom Jones. Enough.
That's right.
Enough. See, that's what you got to hear, folks. So let's go ahead and be kind to the spank.
I thought you were going to say, let's go to a listener. Car! Line one! You're like, who the fuck is this you called me? Click. Yeah, but fucking randomly dial out the people's
house. But damn, caller ID won't let that happen.
No, I fucking hate caller ID. Caller ID has killed the prank call as we know.
Caller ID sucks, and so do the new payphones. Mm-hmm. I picked up a payphone a couple days ago at the mall. Need to make a call because I don't have a cell phone. I really can't justify having a cell phone.
I could justify one because, you know, it's nice if you have a car emergency, but that's about
you
it. Otherwise,
you seem to always have a car emergency. Yours
always would
be perfectly justified.
Mine's an incomplete restoration.
Anyhow. Yeah. So anyhow, didn't have a cell phone. I don't have a cell phone. Don't need a cell phone. Used to have one. All it was a nice little toy. Mm. Never really benefited me.
See, for me, I don't. I like to practice what I preach. When it comes to driving, I'm getting better, man. But for the most part, you know, I am an aggressive driver. But
you are a horribly aggressive driver.
I'm not horribly aggressive.
I didn't step on the brake soon enough for you today when I drove you here. Mm-hmm. Step on the brake, red light. Hold on.
That was a flashback from
riding with other people.
Yes, this was
Witchy Woman.
Actually, thank you. You beat me to it. Yeah, we almost got hit by a dump truck.
Really?
Because she's making, number one, a left turn out of the driveway of work, where there's a big fucking sign that says, no left turn.
Yep.
Right turn only.
Interesting.
So she's like, oh, it's clear. Honk! And this big truck comes. It was these massive dump trucks when it's like 6,500.
Pissed yourself.
I didn't piss myself like, hey! I was like...
You're going to put your hand on her clutch or on her shifter and put it in neutral?
Grab the fucking
put it in neutral and go ahead and, yeah. Anyhow, where were we going with this last?
Let's see.
We were talking about parodies and threatening.
Yeah, you know what? Actually,
cell phone. I can't justify a phone. Cell phone. So I was at the mall.
But yeah, but practice what I preach. I don't run stop signs. Mm-hmm. I don't speed through school zones. And I don't drive emergency lanes to cut people off. Things like that. Those are the things I don't do. And if I had a cell phone, I would not talk while driving. So that's why I would pull over. So that's what I was interjecting before we went off the tangent.
Got it. Yeah, don't talk when you... I don't care who you are. You're not that important.
I don't even care if it's hands-free.
I don't know. I'm a little more acceptable of hands-free.
No, I'm not, because still, you're still focused on a conversation.
But so are you when you're in a car with a person sitting next to you.
No, it's not the same thing. No, it's not quite the same.
How so?
No. Because with the person, the conversation next to you right there, when you just got to go, "Hey, Bob!" Right? And they're there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to dial out. You don't have to get busy signals.
But hold on now.
You don't have
hold
to worry
on
about
though. Cell phones nowadays have voice dialing. All I have to go is...
Claude.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I have to do. And we're talking.
But still, to me, I'm just not totally
down with the idea. I think Kilroy's on my side. It is the same.
It is the same
as talking to a person.
Still yet, cell phone, car, bad.
Yeah, cell phone, car, bad.
The one thing we do agree on is... when you have to hold this phone to your ear, that's bad.
That's horrible. We do agree
on that.
That's horrible.
So I'm going to leave it at that.
Got to have a hand free to honk at homeless people.
Yes. Speaking of practice what you preach, Trencher's swarming down that every night he drives by the homeless.
Not every night. They'll recognize my truck.
Every time he drives by the homeless encampment, as often as he can remember, I guess, or however you want to say it.
That's pretty much it.
He honks at the homeless people trying to sleep.
Yep.
And he did tonight, and it was funny to me.
You liked it. You know you enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Because you hate the homeless.
I fucking hate the homeless. With a burning, hunk of burning passion. I hate the fucking homeless.
Hey, cell phones less dangerous than stereos? We'll get back to that. Actually, we're going to go ahead and cut to a break. We're going to be back in about 10 minutes or so.
That's right.
So we're going to go ahead and cut to our first break. And we'll get back, and we'll continue the cell phone debate. Because, to be honest... I don't think stereos are that dangerous.
And we have more adventure tales.
That's a lobbying effect.
Yeah. But remember, we don't go away because we have more adventurous tales of
me. Tons more.
Yes.
We're going for a short break. We'll be back in a little bit, folks.
Sex bomb. Sex.
Our house in the middle of our street.
and a back like a vertebrae.
Damn, that had some soul. That had some character. That was impressive.
I have soul.
You have soul?
I have soul.
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 Like Seoul, Korea?
Soul. Soul.
Oh, that's right. You do like sushi.
I like sushi. That's actually Japanese.
Yeah, that is.
I like sushi. I don't know. I'd have to say of Asian women, I don't know. It's a tie up between
that Lucy Liu shit again.
Hong Kong and
Asian.
South Korean.
Ah, South Korean women are a little thicker.
I know.
A little thicker.
I know. So that's the question. Lucy Liu or Sandra Oh? From the Asian theater.
Hmm.
You know who Sandra Oh is?
Not a clue.
The chick from Arliss.
Gotta
aim high, I'm telling you.
Just have to hit her hard enough.
Yep.
Ping. Eye goes back to normal.
We know one thing's true, man.
What's that?
I gotta say it, man. Uh-huh. I like my women like I like my coffee. Tied up in a burlap sack and thrown on the back of a donkey by Juan Valdez. Didn't see that coming, man.
No, well,
none of you people.
No,
did
I saw that coming.
Yeah, I know you did because you've heard that joke.
I've heard that joke, and
nobody at home heard that.
Yeah, Ben Smack's
heard it.
Joke.
Didn't see him.
Ben Smack's favorite joke.
What's that?
The whole tied up, and you know.
Yeah.
Between that, he always comes up to me. So he goes, wrecked him. Hell, I damn near killed him.
Yeah.
Huh?
Van Smack's a fucking parrot when it comes to me.
Yeah. But he's a good guy. He's a good guy. I'll give him credit. He's a
nice
good
guy, man.
He's a great guy. Funny too, because he has the delivery down.
That's because he fucking watches comedians and rewinds it to get it just right.
How are you doing? What are you doing? Practicing? What? Yeah, twice the speed. Okay, where were we when we left off?
He'll actually fuck up a joke, and I'm sure he'll do the rewinding sounds.
Johnny was a devil. Yeah. Like one of our advertisements. You know,
yeah,
the advertisements,
right,
we had the devil ad.
We did one of those. No, but, you know, I had an interesting weekend.
Well, to get back where we were, we'll get to your weekend in a minute.
Oh, yeah,
you will. Cell phones are less dangerous than car stereos. Bullshit.
I have to say no.
I'm going to definitely say no.
I'm being totally legitimate there. No. Car stereos are fucking... The thing you would do on a car stereo is fine-tune. Car stereo is pretty fucking distracting because nothing good is on. Now, of course...
Oh, we could blame then the radio station.
Exactly. You might have a lawsuit for programming because you're an intended audience they're supposed to cater to and you're listening to their show purposefully. They may not have catered to you, your needs, blah, blah, blah. But that's like a bottom-of-the-barrel, aquatic plant type lawsuit.
Well, you know, there's a lot of those out there.
Oh, aquatic plants, yes, I know.
Aquatic plants, yes, yeah. That from last week. The guy who's...
Clue, aisle two, thank you. Double coupon thing.
I'll take anal bum covers.
I'll take anal bum covers for 200, Alex. That's album covers.
So, no, I believe that... So
an album cover.
An album cover, yes.
I fucked that one up almost.
That's fun.
And it saved my humor.
Wow, barely.
No, from embarrassment, not sin. Anyway,
but no, I mean, if I think about anything, I mean, people having their hands on one on a phone and one on a steering wheel is far more dangerous than two hands and just kind of doing this to a stereo. It's sort of a twitch reflex.
Yeah, and you know, it's designed to be ergonomic to take your hand off the steering wheel for a second. The way, most car manufacturers
hold up.
Place them.
Hold up. I get the weirdest request. I don't know who this boo is yet, but I'll figure it out. Would it be okay if my friend typed dirty to me and I masturbated on the mic?
Sure, go ahead and say yeah. What
sure.
The fuck? It's a listener.
Yeah. Let me just spell sure properly this time. Well, we do use a mic.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, I think I know him.
You think you know who this is?
No. This person thinks we're on audio through Yahoo. Because
you should have fucking told him yes. I'd love to have heard that. Tell him no wait.
Okay, you keep talking, entertain. I'm going to keep in this chat.
Okay, what's going to happen right now is we're actually going to the chat. We have a Chester in our chat room right now, it appears.
Big time Chester.
Yeah, so we're...
I mean, they come to Spankwagon Radio doing porn.
Okay.
Begin with the name.
Yeah, they came with a name. God damn. All right, so anyhow, right now, where I'm overlooking, I'm like Lauren Green.
Waiting for that line. It's sort of like, give me your Steve Irwin on this.
Crikey! And right now, he's moving in for the kill. He's in the bum right there!
Okay.
Okay, Kilroy, get the mic set up.
Yes, Kilroy's getting the mic set up. So Kilroy will start the miking, because mine is going to be slightly busy right now, but we'll reloop it.
Miking.
Microphone work. You know? Okay.
I'm a little lost as what you're doing right there.
No, don't worry. It's going to...
Let's see. Do you know who this person is?
I have no clue.
And you're being perfectly honest to me and our listeners.
Perfectly honest.
Just to verify. You know who this
is? This is Tim. Okay.
When I try to talk...
Yerboo 23. Let's see if we can get a profile on him.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get a profile. Yerboo.
Jules from Far From
East. What the fuck?
Can you happy?
Age 23, names Jules, far from you, single looking female, making you happy.
Favorite quote.
You're yummy. Ooh, that's a favorite quote.
And her hobbies is anything you want me to do, and the latest news is whatever.
Whatever! That whole exciting whatever, because it has more exclamation points. That's how we make it exciting!
That's
notice
right.
Notice the excitement! Whatever! See, whatever. Now she only had like a period. Oh, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Question mark?
Whatever?
Yeah.
You know? That's great. I say we let this one play through.
Let's go for it.
Let's see what happens.
Boom. Okay.
When I try to talk, it's a chick. Yeah, I am.
Let me get a chat going on with Kilroy here. Keep going.
Okay.
I'm still working this, so give me your Irwin on this, you know.
Okay.
Crikey. We are sneaking up on the boo right now.
That's right. Now, this is what's scary, ladies and gentlemen. This is a perfect example. Now, we have a profile of someone who says they want to do a little dirty talk in our chat room, right? Now, you might think, hey, that's, well, whatever. You know, interesting, or because it says it's a female. Problem is, with the internet, you don't know. This could be some fucking fat, hairy motherfucker from New Jersey on the other line who's like, you know, like 53.
Hi, my name's Bruce, and I like to talk dirty.
Yeah, we don't know who the fuck this is. So we'll see in a second.
Me and Kilroy are working on getting the dubbing going out of this person, because I don't believe this person's tuned in to Spankwagon Radio.
I don't believe so either.
What
is Kilroy doing right now?
I don't know what Kilroy's doing. Kilroy's working on more along the lines of something with his PC. So
are we going to hear this person for hours?
He just said voice doesn't work in here.
That's too bad.
We lost it. Anywho, that's okay. We'll get another victim. I sound like I'm fucking... what's that one comedian always sounds drunk?
Oh, the guy had the stroke.
Yeah, the guy had the stroke. He actually does sound drunk now.
That's fucked up. Floyd the Barber.
here we go. I think Kilroy is playing the mean guy.
Okay, let's see. We're trying to chat right now. They want to do a audio broadcast.
Okay, audio broadcast of one person typing porno language, and then the other person reading it over the microphone, because Yahoo supports a Yahoo chat function where they could talk on their own microphone, and it could be heard by everybody in the room that's listening, that actually has the audio. Problem is, I don't have audio.
Well, we do, because you're hearing it right now.
Well, I mean, we have an audio for the show, but I don't have a chat audio.
Yeah, our audio right now is tied up for our show.
Oh, big time tied up for this, guys. So, okay, well, we're going to let this one play out. We'll let Kilroy handle this.
Yeah, Kilroy, please,
we'll get back to
please be kind. Please be kind. That's all I ask right there.
Be kind.
Because I want you to drag this person along on
the string. If we can get this person doing whatever they said they want to do on tape, Kilroy.
This would be great.
You would be the man, because our resources are kind of tapped out right now.
Yeah, because we have two computers running off of one broadband modem.
Mm-hmm.
And we're broadcasting and receiving for our
all on the same, because we got the monitoring station.
Exactly. But I had an interesting kind of weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of, yeah. I'll play backwards, you know. Last night, it was kind of semi-bad food night at my house. But it wasn't all that bad. Doesn't sound pleasant, though.
Bad food. Oh, yes.
I had rice and teriyaki spam.
Yuck! Teriyaki spam!
It's like, it tastes like salted, or not salt. It was kind of, it's a little saltier than normal. But it's kind of like barbecued pork ribs. Did you get a Chinese restaurant?
But it's spam.
Spam.
I don't know how I'd think about that.
It tastes good. You have to try it. You have to cut. You have to kind of julienne it almost right there. Maybe a couple thick.
You julienning. Spam.
If you know how, you know what the term means, right?
Yes, it's thin.
The thin slice. Exactly. Cut it like that right there. You know, do a couple diagonals.
I watched enough infomercials to know what julienne is.
Yeah. Never mind the fact that you may have learned this in a culinary class. You watched infomercials. That's...
I've never been in a culinary class. I mean, home ec was a pretty much a bore for me.
Home ec. Culinary and home ec.
Hey, I can't say I've ever been to a culinary school. You guys got to see the look I'm getting. It's the, my God, you're so Midwestern, it hurts.
No, that's not Midwestern. That's basically, oh, I'm bullshitting my way through fucking life.
I am not. Okay, this is a man who's julienning spam. Bullshitting through life. And you're taking spam, cutting it in thin slices, and stir-frying it.
Yeah. And teriyaki sauce.
Teriyaki. Were they packets?
No, it wasn't packets. No.
Because I can see now, if you're julienning spam... Yeah, exactly.
No. I'm not fucking busting out packets of teriyaki sauce. That's pretty funny though. We may have ghetto cuisine night in here.
Ghetto cuisine, yeah.
The advanced fucking version of bad food. That would be funny as hell. But no, I had stir fried spam. Stir fried teriyaki spam with rice. The rice was good. The spam and teriyaki sauce was a little salty. Mm-hmm. Although, I have to tell you, there's one nastier kind of spam recipe. I don't know that it's nasty, per se, because, I mean, you know, like I say, teriyaki spam doesn't exactly sound too appetizing at first,
right.
Does it? Spam cupcakes.
What?
Spam cupcakes.
Why the hell? Why? What?
I saw this on a can of spam that it won some national fucking spam recipe contest.
Spam, 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 spam. Oh, wonderful. Okay, sorry.
What this woman did is, you ever make cupcakes?
Yes, I've made cupcakes.
That's right, home ec. Infomercials. So check this out. Instead of pouring dough into a cupcake pan with the paper, you know what this woman did? She poured minced spam.
Yeah.
Baked it to cook it. Then instead of icing,
uh-huh.
She took one of them icing, I forget what the term is, but you know, you put the icing into, you squeeze for cake decorations. Instead of icing, she put mashed potatoes.
Weird.
Now, mashed potatoes and spam, you're like, you know, hey, that's not bad. I like spam, I like mashed potatoes. I like a good meat and potatoes meal. Problem is, when you see this shit...
How bad?
It's a fucking spam cupcake. I mean, she molded it into the exact shape that a baked cupcake would appear.
Right.
And it's in paper.
Paper?
Yes.
You ask this idiot, individual... Went to the effort of the paper.
Yes.
Okay.
Scared the shit out of me, dude.
Yeah, that's the garage door, dude.
Fuck.
Remember, we're right above the garage.
We're right above the garage, and strapped to the bottom of the of this floor here is that garage door. Which says,
it just shakes the floor. And it gives us whole vibrations. Like a giant dildo shakes the house.
Yeah.
I am Cabana Boy. Bow to me.
Yeah, all right.
Funny, yeah.
Anyhow, spam cupcake. Actually in paper.
Actually in paper. With mashed potato topping. And like you'd normally do with a regular cupcake, how you'd squeeze out everything for the icing. She used mashed potato and garnished it with chives and pepper.
See, that looks like something gone terribly wrong. How did it taste? What did the judges like?
I don't know. It won the taste testing recipe for flavor and originality.
Originality
but
kicks ass, but...
It's a fucking meat cupcake with spam of all things.
A meat and spam. It's what meat eaters meet when they're not eating meat.
Yeah.
So it's not even real meat, dude.
That's great plagiarism on the fly. Might I add.
Yes. Don't you like that?
God. But no, I had that right there. And then, you know, last night, you know, I was on LimeWire, you know, download some good stuff.
Porn.
So it was like risky. Actually, no, not last night. I was getting Tom Jones, man.
God, that's what explains why you're all Tom Jones today.
That's right, man. So it was like risky business in my house last night.
Oh, no.
3 in the morning, Tom Jones blasting off the iMac. I'm dancing in the underwear.
Oh, that is a disturbing bit. Oh, no.
Windows are open, you know.
Your windows are in your house.
Yeah, so they could hear me.
What time in the morning?
3.
Oh, that isn't right.
So that'd be funny. It was just funny. Bye, 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 Delilah. But you see, it wasn't meant to be.
Oh,
lost
man.
Like a slave that no man could free. So it's like 3 in the morning. I'm seeing this in my underwear, you know. And I'm just like, you know, getting down, you know.
Oh, man.
Now, if somebody saw me, I don't know, you know.
If someone saw you, they ran in fright. Pure and simple, they ran in absolute, utter, sheer terror. Because if I would have just been, you know, going through the neighborhood, God forbid, walking. You live in a cul-de-sac, so it's impossible to say be walking around
the
block.
Yeah, but I don't have windows that face the front of my house like you.
That is very lucky, because I think I would have ran.
No, actually, I tell you one thing. What's funny is you do have a window that faces the front of the house.
Yeah, it's my dope stairs ones.
No, it's your garage.
Oh, yeah, the garage window. The window in the garage. Think about that one.
Faces the front, yeah.
Yeah. Where does the workbench go? Right in front of the window.
Exactly.
Aw, we lost Boo. Bummer. Oh, well.
That's too late.
Yeah, it was worth a try.
Hey, somebody mail them back. Tell them to come back.
Yeah.
Because I want to fuck with their minds a little bit. But anyhow, yeah, I did the Tom Jones.
Oh, wait a minute. It was a guy.
Was it?
Really?
Did I not tell you that? Did I not tell you that?
You told us that.
I told you. It's the danger of the internet.
No one's really who they say they are.
Of course not. You think I fucking tell people what I look like online?
God, no.
God damn.
Especially if you've been singing Tom Jones in your underwear.
If I jumped into a chat room and said, hey, ladies want a hairy chest and some big sideburns, what kind of response you think I'd fucking get?
You from Mississippi?
Great.
You're like, oh, yeah, well.
That's a good point. Hi. I'm experienced. I got a brother.
Oh. That's hilariously sick.
I know. It's pretty damn nasty. I know.
So, but looks like our supposed freak was a dude. So,
but that's interesting. I told you. I told you the dangers.
Yep.
I told you the dangers. Probably ran because Kilroy found out about him. But yeah, was
Kilroy's clever like that. You know.
That's right. But I also had another interesting episode Friday night.
What was that?
Well, I do my own oil changes.
Actually, I'm looking at time.
You want to do it?
We'll do this one after the break.
We'll do this after the break.
We'll do this after the break. Actually, we just got joined in the room by the honorable, the whiff, who's waving, who has a miserable cold and sinus infection.
Mrs. Trencher, better not get me sick. That would break my heart.
Oh, so she's like mocking spitting. Oh, yeah. You make a face of disgust, Mr. I think here's a good place to puke. Your shoe is right where I need to puke.
I did not aim for them on purpose.
Let me forget to remind you to move your shoe. I know you didn't. No, not tonight. God, if you did it again tonight, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It'd be in the house, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be in the house.
I don't know, Mark, it was your cat.
Get Kilroy waves at you. Yeah, it's my cat, who has destroyed my carpeting.
Honey, the cat's been eating french fries. And pickles.
French fries and pickles.
Certainly tastes that way.
Nummy.
And carrots.
Carrots. Always got to have
a nice question. I have a question. Now you teach mongrel third world children. Have they ever vomited in your classroom?
Yeah, have you had any puke in the class?
Oh, do you have to clean it up, or you call the janitor?
Call the janitor, okay. And I run like the wind, bye-bye, away.
Like the wind through the pants of your elders.
Get him out of the room, huh? Otherwise, they'll look at that and they'll get nauseous and puke.
Do you like take him to the bathroom, or you just push him outside like a like a cat in heat?
We go outside and
in the hallway.
She chucks him out the door.
Well, you have to realize that we have an outdoor classroom where we go outside.
Aha, bungalow. You're teaching in a temporary annex.
Not yet. No, that's next year.
That's next year.
Next year, her room is going to be one of those temporary trailers.
A bungalow.
A bungalow.
I'm going to be white trailer trash.
Teaching little kids from other countries who are all trash.
That's right, because, I mean, for 50 cents a day, you teach kid children.
50 cents a day.
That's your teacher
cost
salary.
Cost of a cup of coffee is your teacher salary.
Basically.
So.
Thanks for the cup of coffee.
That's right. You know, I deal with people's meaningless, useless service right there, you know, and, you know, you mold young minds for the future, and I make more money than you do.
Isn't that sick?
That's life.
And you don't even have a degree.
Degree.
She has a 4-year
no.
degree.
No, almost completed a 6-year degree.
Yeah.
So what happens if you get the 6-year degree?
I bumped up $5,000.
That's
yeah,
it?
More money. That's it.
That's the only reason I'm doing it, is for more money.
Is this sad?
So is that going to go up next to the family pictures and the GED from Sally Struthers?
Ooh. Wait a minute. Hold on. No, stop. GED?
I have a question.
This is coming from the... I graduated high school. Did you graduate high school?
Yes.
You didn't. You're the dropout. You have the Sally Struthers GED.
No, I don't have
You could
Sally
either
Struthers.
Take a GED...
I had a
Sally Struthers. It's from Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds?
I can hear the crickets now.
No, mine's from mine came from the school district here. I took it, you know. For
so it does come from the school district. That's cool.
Yeah, because it is a general education diploma.
Very cool. All right, folks.
I have a question. Now you say it's a 6-year degree. I mean, is that how long it took you? Is that how long it took you to study to finally get like through junior college?
No, it was 4 years of college and then 2 years of.
It's a 6-year degree. Yeah. You may a lot of people go to school for 6 years, but most of the time they're doctors.
Most times.
So what the hell do you have to learn?
Too much.
Well, for a doctorate on the pay scale, you only write $500, so it doesn't matter what I have left to learn. I'm not going to learn it for $500 more in a year. $500 more in a year.
But you could be Mrs. Dr. Trencher. Dr. Trencher.
Dr.
Sounds like ghetto Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, really.
Ghetto cola.
Okay, folks, we're going to go ahead. We're going to cut out and take another break here, but we'll be back in about 10 minutes.
That's right.
We can hear about your fun weekend.
Yes.
That was hilarious.
The continuing misadventures of Claude Balls.
Only available at Spankwagon Radio.
M3.net.
Well.
Fuck everything up.
We just Spankwagon Radio.
All together. Fuck
Spankwagon
it.
Radio is only found at
Spankwagon Radio.
Somewhere on the internet.
Go to www.google.com, type in Spankwagon, and click on the first link that comes up.
There you go. It works best for everyone. We'll be back.
When a non-natural one, it's the one natural one.
There's no telling what we'll do
when
we're free.
When a non-natural
there's no telling what we'll do when we're free.
It's the one natural one.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Does he look like a bitch?
Listen, all you motherfuckers.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
Hanging around all the time is me, Cludballs.
Yes, because someone's got to make me look good.
That's right, and we have one more confirmed listener, is the Quiff.
The Whiff, not the Quiff, the Whiff.
Yeah.
the amazing Whiff, so give her a confirmed listener.
And who is the listener?
The Whiff!
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you. We don't want to get him. Don't give out too much. Reserve your power. You just broke his head. If you break my clicker liquor,
ooh, I'll owe you a dollar.
You're going to kill
you. I paid for the damn thing anyway.
That's true. Our mascot.
Our mascot, the clicker liquor.
Just get him on the page, you know? Holding up his little bongo head.
You look at that thing, it's really not too enthusiastic to be here anyway, is it?
No. He's banging his head, dude. Who wants to hang around banging their head?
Exactly. All right.
Well, I think right now what we're going to do is actually cover some geek news.
We're
because
going to, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in about 5 minutes.
Right. We're actually going to cover geek news.
Oh, my weekend, though. I've got to finish it up real quick.
Your weekend! Geek news weekend. Rock, paper, scissors. Okay, rock, paper, scissors. Ah, rock crushes paper.
No, it doesn't. Paper fucking cover.
Oh, no, you made scissors.
I did scissors.
Scissors.
Rock crushes scissors.
Why don't... Since I'm... Tell your story.
That made us fucking dumb.
Tell your story.
Rock, burn, paper. Fuck.
Well, that's if you knock them together enough.
Okay. This is funny. Go ahead and tell geek news. I'll be right back. Hold on.
What now?
Hold on. The quiff is telling me to come out here. Hold on.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and cover some geek news then. So first and foremost, this is actually off of the Geek Report by Kilroy McFadden. Kilroy's hate mail at yahoo.com. First thing that I want to say is I actually enjoy his weather links. He found a place called Fuck It Thailand. P-H-U-K-E-T. Fuck It. Fuck It Thailand. Let's take a look at the weather in Fuck It. The current weather in Fuck It is 88 degrees with a relative humidity.
What your wife just did.
What did I miss?
Your wife goes, come here, come here. And I'm about to do this story. I'm like, hold on. Fucking goes, come here. I go into your bedroom and then into your bathroom. Fucking cat's laying in the shower and she goes, watch this! Turns the cold water on the fucking cat. Fucking cat scrambles and can't get a grip on the goddamn tub.
Why don't you go ahead and work with your weekend? I was telling them the weather in Fuck It, Thailand.
The name is Spankwagon at N3.net. Please go ahead and do a Who Is look up on that and report these people to the SPCA. So, your weather in Thailand.
You're a witness.
What the fuck is this in the room now?
Who knows? Hey, it's someone in the room. So, anyhow.
Kilroy, find out what you can about these people.
Have fun, Kilroy.
Your weekend.
God damn.
It's like the circus came to town.
And the cat's purring now.
Well, no shit, it's scared. Probably didn't see your face to recognize you were the one that turned the water on. Well, he saw me.
That means next time he comes over, he's going to get pissed in the shoes.
Next time I'll come over like, hey, Mark, rawr! Fucking jump off the stairs and attack me. I'd go, I did a little bit of cleaner on the house. And I do my own oil changes.
Okay.
But I'm lazy, so I don't ever take care of used oil.
Right.
I just have it sitting in drums. I don't pour it in the environment.
Okay.
Remember, I'm not a hypocrite. But I had to get rid of this fucking oil. Well, now I got a truck.
Okay.
That's nice. Hope you have a fucking ear tomorrow. Shoving pencils in your fucking ear.
Getting keep up like going,
guy,
dude, okay?
Like the guy from Butthole Surfers. So anyhow, what happened was I'm like, I got a truck now. I know, I just throw the fucking... bottles in the back and I'll take it over. And I got, you know, shit like in big fucking bottles. I got Castrol 5-quart bottles. I got my fucking 8-quart tray. And I got two fucking things, a Tidy Cat. Those 18-pound bottles, I got them filled with oil. I go the
wait,
first
18 pounds, 16 ounces a pound. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how many pints in a... Anyhow.
How many quarts? So what happens is I go to the first AutoZone. I bring in two full Castrol bottles... And a 9-quart tray. Castrol is 5 quarts each, so that's like 19 fucking quarts of oil.
19 quarts of oil, right there.
Guy asked me, how much oil they got? I'm like, about 14 quarts. He's like, okay.
Just takes it.
So he just goes, bins in the back, go dump it in. I'm like, all right. So I take all this shit to the back, you know, open, pour it in the waste oil thing. I'm like, okay. I'm like, shit, man, they don't know who I am. I'm like, I know. I have a shitload of oil, just to give you an idea. I just dumped 19 quarts of oil off. Now I have to go back to the house and get rid of more. So I go, I know, I'll drive the other AutoZone. So I take up another Tidy Cat bottle thing up there, you know, because I threw away the other ones. And actually, no, I had more Castrol thing. So I go up there and I'm yeah, I got this oil to get rid of. And he's like, okay, what's your phone number? And he enters my shit in the system now.
So now you're in the system.
Yeah, so I got another Tidy Cat thing, you know, this fucking 18-pound jug. And then another fucking 5-quart thing from Castrol. Is all. How many quarts is it? I'm like, 9? It's like, okay. Now, this guy takes it from me, dumps it in the back. I'm like, so what's my day? I go, what's my daily limit on oil? He goes, 20 quarts a month. I go, a week? He goes, no, a month. I'm like, all right. I'm like, I got some more. I'll bring it back. I'm like, okay. So I go home.
throw the fucking bottles away. I got this one final bottle of Tidy Cat.
This is your last?
My last fucking bottle of oil. And it's a little over, I'd say, 3/4 of the way full.
Okay.
So I take it, you know, put it in the back of the truck, take my gloves off because I don't handle used oil barehanded because I don't want fucking cancer.
Right.
Anyhow, what I do is I go ahead, throw shit in the back, drive through my housing development, and I get out to the main drag, right? And I'm out there, car's coming out, got in first gear. Now, remember, my truck's a four-cylinder. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a four-banger. So I hit the gas, and it goes, and I just fucking spin out. I'm like, damn, man, you know? Because I worked on my engine lately. I've reconnected a bunch of vacuum lines, put some new hoses in, right? I'm like, damn, I'm doing pretty good.
Right.
So I'm going down, hit the next stop sign, take off. I'm like, take off. I'm like, shit, I'm doing really fucking well. Get the next stop sign, a fucking water truck turns in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's fully loaded.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, you know what? It's my day off. You know what? I got nowhere to go. I'm not going to bother to pass him. I'm cool. So I'm doing it. This was about 4 miles away.
Okay.
I'd say at least 4 miles of total distance. Let's say for at least 2 miles. I drove behind this truck doing about 30, 35. That's it.
Okay.
So then I get a chance to pass the truck, you know, because it opens in two lanes. I'm like, okay, go forward. Get to the next fucking stoplight up there at Decatur. Sitting there. I'm waiting through the stoplight. It's like, God damn, it's a long time. Just waiting and waiting. Light turns green. So I take off. I'm like, God damn, I'm really tearing ass tonight. I'm looking at my rearview mirror, my side mirrors. Fucking smoke everywhere from my tires, my rear wheel. I was like, damn, man, I've really got some fucking torque on this engine. I'm doing good, yeah. I'm like, pat myself on the back, thinking I've, like, done become a fucking, you know, green thumb of motor works. So then I'm like, all right, I'm like, God damn, I'm not going anywhere. So then I left the clutch.
Gold out of straw. Gold out of straw.
Yeah, I know. So I popped the clutch again to try to go. I'm still not fucking going. My tires are squealing. All I see is smoke. I'm smelling this nasty fucking smoke. Right? And I'm like, God damn it, go. So I slam the fucking accelerator pedal.
Right.
I don't move. My fucking revs go up and goes, right?
Right.
I'm like, holy shit. I thought it was a bad clutch. Because I've had a clutch go out on me.
Right.
Which is when you accelerate, RPMs go up, and you don't fucking move.
Right.
I'm like, holy fucking shit. I'm like, God damn it, man. I just bought this fucking truck, right? Finally, grips takes off, man. I just go flying down a fucking street. I'm driving. Smoke is still fucking coming out of the back end of my truck. Fucking cars around me at the intersection are trying to get through this nasty fucking cloud. And I'm going down the fucking, slow mountain up there. And I'm like, damn, you know, I'm doing pretty good tonight. I'm like, what's that smell? I smell something burning.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn, what's that smell? I'm thinking, like, what the fuck is that? You know, it smells like something's, like, burning. I'm like, holy fucking shit, what is that goddamn thing? I'm like, damn, man, it's really bad. It smells like something on fire. Look, my temp gauge, doing fine. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, holy shit, man. I'm like, it doesn't smell like burning rubber, so I know it doesn't quite smell like that, so I know something from my tires. I'm going, what the fuck? And I'm thinking, oh shit, electrical fire. I'm like, I've been in a van that caught an electrical fire. I'm like, that's not quite it. So I get to the next fucking intersection. I'm like, smelling this shit really bad. Mm-hmm. Smoke is coming out from my wheel wells, front of my fucking truck, through the grill. I'm like, oh shit, man. I got an electrical fire. I'm like, look at them, but my gauges are fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, oh fucking shit, I gotta go. Gotta go get a green arrow. Fucking spin out at the intersection. Keep fucking going. Go down the fucking road. Can't make a left turn in AutoZone now.
No.
Because I'm thinking, like, shit, I got to make it to AutoZone. Because I just bought this truck. I don't have a fire extinguisher in it.
Right.
Because that's standard for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's for safety concerns. I'm like, shit, I just got to make it to AutoZone. Be fine. Can't make a left turn because I got a fucking concrete island.
Yep.
So I make a U-turn. So I'm like, shit, man, just let me make it. Fucking A, I can do it. Light turns green. And I spin around and make a fucking U-turn. Go, boom, boom, pull in AutoZone. Get in the parking space. Turn the engine off. Fucking pop the hood, jump out, run in front, lift up the hood, go, the fuck? Engine compartment's clean.
Clean. No smoke, nothing.
No smoke. I'm like, I don't smell anything in here. What the fuck, man? I'm like looking around, going, sniff all over, and I move over, and I look, and I go, what the hell? I look on the side.
Right.
Fucking lake of oil all underneath my truck. I'm like, oh, shit. I walk to the back.
The oil had busted and spilled waste oil everywhere.
Oh, man.
Now, what happens is I own a Dodge Dakota.
Right.
Okay, now you, for some reason, fucking own one, too.
I owned one first.
Yes. It's damn near, with one the difference of 1 year,
one
it's
year
the exact same model.
And mileage. Mm, that's the only difference between our two vehicles.
The bed has three drain holes. Two on a side and one on the center.
Mm-hmm.
Oil had drained down, slung all over my fucking tires, which was why I was spinning out and burning oil like that. And I have one in the center. And it fucking oil dripped all down my drive shaft and slung motor oil on the exhaust.
Because the drive shaft's spinning while you're driving.
That's
as
right.
As long as your tires
and
are spinning,
it caught
it's spinning.
Fucking fire.
So
this oil did. So I'm like, oh shit. I run inside, man. I get fucking. I just go like, kiloliter, quick! You're like, are you selling it? He's like, yeah. I'm like, 40-pound bags. Just fucking grab two, man. I'm fucking Hulk. I'm like, ugh! Whip out the credit card for even scans of shit.
Uh-huh.
Grab the shit, throw it in the back, bust out my pocket, and I cut open both bags, pour 80 pounds of litter in the back. Fucking overkill. So I fucking back out, right? Big fucking massive lake of oil. Hasn't gotten any smaller. It's gotten fucking bigger now because more oil is drained out
right.
while it's parked there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, shit, I got to get home. Now, on the way home, I'm spinning out my tires on purpose trying to burn the fucking oil off the rubber.
Yep.
Finally get it. Now, as I'm driving, I'm like, okay, I'm doing cool. No smoke. I hear this. I hear shit tapping the rear window of my fucking cab. Fucking kitty litter is going flying out the back of my bed.
So now you've got a cloud of kitty litter going out the back. Instead of a cloud of smoke.
So I'm like, oh shit, that's all I need. A fucking cop's gonna pull me over for not tarping a load.
Right.
Get to the next fucking intersection. I'm like, come on, gotta go. I'm like, shit, I'll just drive fine. I'll be cool. Okay? So, this is where the road goes back down to one lane. This fucking dude in a brand new Chevy pickup tailgates me. Fucking drive me on my ass. I'm like, fine then. Fuck you. Hit the gas. Take off. Fucking kitty litter starts flying out the back all over his truck and shit, so he finally backs
not
up.
Only kitty litter, this is oily kitty litter.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kitty litter with stick.
Yes. Get home, I take the excess kitty litter that I can. I scoop it out, I put it in the corner of the garage, because I might need it in the future. I will need it in the future when I spill shit in my garage.
You so recycle.
Yeah, I know. But I have this mass. I have at least about 30 pounds of litter left in the back of the truck, soaked with oil. So my mom goes, damn it, take it over the car wash, wash it out. I'm like, okay. Now, that's mistake number one. Not my mom's fault, on my fault for going, fuck yeah, I can do it. I get over to the fucking car wash. I bust out the goddamn nozzle. I spray the kitty litter. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sweep it down, you know, like a water wand. Fucking clays up into cement. I'm like, oh, shit. So then I get these chunks of fucking solid kitty litter in the corners of the bed. So I go, I know. I fucking put the nozzle like an inch from it and pull the fucking grip. Boom! Blows up fucking kitty litter everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
$6 and quarters later, I've got the bed clean.
However,
I now have 30 pounds of water and oil-soaked kitty litter all around the truck on the ground. So I'm panicking, going, shit, somebody's going to see me, and, you know, I'm cleaning out shit I'm not supposed to. So then I go and I spray all the fucking litter down into the drain. Then I finally get a shitty truck wash to make it look legitimate. And that was my misadventures
wow.
in fucking oil recycling.
Oil recycling. See, now, in the past, it's easy for me to do oil recycling. At least it used to be before I moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
First off, my dad used to do oil recycling. You know, change the oil and put it in milk jugs.
Mm.
And then we'd take him to the railroad because you could use that recycled oil on the switches. So that way you can keep the switches oiled. Mm. And he would just leave a milk jug next to the switch all year round. Out in the middle of nowhere, you'd come up on a milk jug with oil, dunk, 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 throw the switch. Now, my old roommate used to do racing, so he changed oil constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Clean oil would go in, clean oil would come out. Of a
yeah.
car on a weekly basis.
See, and with me right there, my truck now, I have my truck, and I did an oil change on that one, brand new one. Now, that's like 4 quarts. And my DeLorean has hydraulic fucking chain tensioners.
Mm-hmm.
It's a V6, and it takes 7 quarts of oil.
That's impressive. So that means every so often you're going to be taking in 11 quarts, but keeping under that limit.
Fuck, man. It was just so much shit that I had to fucking clean out. I'm totally serious. But it was just like, you know...
You love it. You know it.
I do love it, man. But it was a fucking mess, man. And I ended up... I just, you know, for like, I think it was like 3 hours afterwards, man, the truck just stunk. I had to I parked it on the street in case anything else dripped.
Didn't want to drip in your driveway. It's bad enough you had handprints on your driveway.
Yeah. I did the Blair Witch Project 1 year.
For Halloween.
For Halloween. And what happened was I got fuchsia finger paint.
Fuchsia.
You ever seen Blair Witch Project?
Yeah.
Okay, at the end, they're in the building, and they got like kids' handprints everywhere. So I did the stick, man. I was lazy, okay? I took fucking bamboo at Home Depot, you know, used for tomato plants.
Yeah.
And I got a glue gun and glued it together in the shape of stick, man. And I just wrapped twine around it to make it look like I tied it.
Oh, there you go. Hey.
Painted them fluorescent, hung them in the tree.
I'm sure.
Black light.
I'm absolutely sure that's what they did on the set.
Probably. But I did the red handprints all over the driveway. I went through like 2 quarts of paint.
Oh my
it was a
God.
Fucking mess. It didn't wash away until the next rain. And it probably, don't rain often in the
no,
desert.
No, it doesn't rain very often here at all.
No.
So I bet your mom was totally cheesed that you had red handprints all over the place.
She was like, "God damn it, that shit better come up." I'm like, "Trust me, it will."
That word, I hear that way too often.
Hey, man.
Trust me.
When you trust me, good things happen, man.
Yeah?
I'm like Orville Redenbacher, man.
You don't wear bow ties and hit pitch popcorn.
Do I look like fucking Nick Tannenbaum? Smart radio for smart people.
NPR. Yay.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotta love that.
Local joke.
Yeah. Big time local joke. Again, if you're not from Vegas, you just won't get it. However, if you want to visit Vegas, please come out.
Go to
lose
w dot
and pay
my taxes. Pay my taxes.
That's all it's about. Lose and pay our taxes.
That's right.
All right, folks. We're going to go ahead and take another break here.
When we come back, we're going to do Geek News.
Third break, and we're going to attempt Geek News one more time.
We will not attempt. We will succeed.
Yeah. And then, of course, keep in mind that all Geek News is completely stolen from Kilroy, so he will get his proper credit and due because he made sure to bring it to us. So when we get back from our break, we'll do some
didn't
geek
upload it.
News. Say what?
He didn't upload it.
Didn't upload it. But you know what? We, being the flexible people we are, will make sure everybody's happy.
Stapler.
Oh, It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. It's slide, slide, slippity slide. Just forget about the troubles and your 9 to 5. Just sail on, that's what you do, just sail on. Now the dude's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank.
Thank you. live. I need a freak. Hear what I say. I need a freak to get me through the day. I need a freak to treat me right. I need a freak every day and every night.
Battery. Ready, ready, you're ever ready?
I'm ever ready, baby.
You're ever ready.
I believe in miracles.
Okay, well, hey.
Where are you from?
Shut up.
You sex of pain.
You're a sex of pain.
Don't fuck up my...
I can fuck whatever I want because this is my audio show. Mine.
Damn, man.
All mine.
I swear to God, you can fuck up flypaper.
You better... Last night, I didn't record it, but I was trolling. Mm-hmm. And I was trolling in a...
Oh, I thought she was in the room.
No,
she's fucking
this person
profiles.
In the room. Yeah, he's harvesting profiles. So, basically, what we were...
Hey, Kilroy, I have a question for you. That one, that Nevada cowgirl thing, find out if that person's online. Because she's, according to her profile we're looking at, she says she's into cowboys, but...
We see a lot of cholo and Mexican...
Yeah, apparently, as a trencher here put it, for a cowgirl, she got nothing but thug love.
Yeah, thug love straight up, so...
Yeah.
For a cowgirl.
She gets around, too,
yeah.
Man.
Men, women.
Yeah.
Fat little Asian dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, she is the reason that some people actually have hope for a love life.
Invite her to Spank Wagon.
Yeah. Okay, folks.
I am her ass.
That photo of her big shiny ass.
Yeah.
And cowboy pants and whatever else.
Okay, so.
What were we going to do?
Geek news.
Geek news.
Geek
news. Tonight's been a good night. How about pretty good night tonight, you think?
Oh, yeah. It's been swell.
Ah, swell.
It's actually...
Keen.
Yeah. It's a good night.
Geek Report. Brought to you by...
VFTP.net.
I don't know any news stickers that ever have sounded quite like that.
Oh, well, you know, you're not... You gotta come from back in the day.
Back in... You're younger than me.
No, man.
Say back in the day. Wait,
see,
I know.
I'm older at heart.
Older in heart.
Immature prick.
Older in foot. All right. We had, Waterloo, Iowa, 61 degrees. How did I hit that?
Ooh.
And I guess Kilroy was correcting me. It's not fuck it, it's fuck it. So it's not fuck it, Thailand. It's fuck it, Thailand.
Wow.
He also found a place called Sac City. If I remember correctly, that's where Kilroy's from.
Sac City. Sac.
Where men are real men and women are men too.
Where men were men and sheep are afraid.
But of course, he
come on, we're gonna stampede the women and rape the cattle.
Damn. Of course, right now in the geek news, he has this huge poster of Toys R Us.
Toys R Us.
and the Star Wars Episode II Toys R Us. Looks like they're opening at midnight.
Why?
Just for fucking midnight toys? To 2 a.m. just to sell their toys. They did this with the last one, April 23rd.
Who the fuck wants to buy that shit?
Hold on. I will say I am guilty. My wife, myself, my friend, a couple of my friends back home, yeah. We made the trek. Now, we were in the dorms at the time.
All right.
And the Walmart was only like 4 blocks away. We just walked it. We had a lot of good times.
Yeah.
Walking.
Good times, yeah.
Shut up, dude. I respected you during your little story.
Oh, I apologize. I apologize to you, Iowa.
Fucking corn fuckers. That's Nebraska. Anyhow.
Is that where you're from?
No, I'm from Iowa.
What are you talking about, man? You're from Nebraska, dude.
I'm not.
Is that where they filmed Field of the Dreams?
No, that was in Dyersville. No. Dyersville, Iowa? I don't know. I don't really care.
Geek. You know that. Anyhow.
Of course. Okay, look. You don't understand. There was a bumper sticker. Everyone who was like had a little bit too much Iowa pride, and I say that with the Nixon fingers here, the Iowa pride, had these bumper stickers on the back of
those. That's funny, the Nixon fingers, because we're recording our conversation.
Yeah, well, you know how you had to do that. So, with the Iowa pride, it was a little overabundant. Very overabundant.
Kind of like, is it anything like the American flags on cars we see now?
Yes. Not as bad, though. Okay. But we're talking still Cadillacs and everything from Cadillacs to redneck trucks. Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa. Pathetic.
I'm sorry. I just can't. Iowa and pride, that's oxymoron to me. I can't imagine you people being prouder than anything you have to show at a livestock or an exposition.
That's why
these are my pickled beets.
That's exactly why a lot of people leave Iowa.
Iowa.
See, here's how it works.
Well, you have a steady population. You have
two million
influx of foreigners.
2 million. 2 million people. Steady influx.
2 million people in fucking Iowa.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. 2 million people in the state of Iowa.
Man, we're like only like 500,000 shorter than you, and that's in southern fucking Nevada.
We are in one city that spans a square. You know, is 20 miles. One way to actually, it's what 30 miles west to east.
I don't know. I don't care.
And it's 40 miles north to south. That's Henderson and Green Valley included. And we have more people than the entire state of Iowa. Think about that. You came from L.A.
Yeah.
You had blocks that had more people than the state of Iowa.
More than likely. I come from a place that had about I believe it should be now up to 7 million people.
Can you imagine that?
In one county.
That's sick.
That's fucking serious population.
Being my one experience of the big city LA, everything is sort of just spread out. I don't think there is any definite lines between any place.
That's very true.
After we got through San Diego,
spread out LA style means is completely different spread out rural style.
Yeah, if you're in the Midwest, you know, imagine there being something between us and I would say between Waterloo and Fort Dodge, 100 miles away, and there's constant development, houses, strip malls, commercial businesses, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
The entire trip, that's 111 miles. Okay. Instead of being farmland, it'd be sure. Housing and not necessarily in that length, but it's just how far is San Diego from LA?
I don't know.
It's not too far, but it's still just amazing.
Ooh, yeah, 100 miles, or maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I never really drove to San Diego. I've been there a couple times.
San Diego's nice.
I was stuck in the valley, dude.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You got to remember, dude. It's like, you know.
All I have to say is when I was in Anaheim and you look over, you know, I want to say north to L.A., and you see nothing but this haze.
That's right. Seeing spread out in L.A. means trying to find a fucking DMV place. And then having to wait in the line. And all their public service buildings are decrepit. Shit built back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And nasty.
Decrepit, but not upkept. You know, there's a difference. Like, my high school was built in the 50s. The high school I graduated from was built in the 50s. Actually has windows.
My high school?
Yeah.
Didn't even have lockers.
Weird. Couldn't trust anybody with lockers?
No, they said it made students late constantly. Very chronic amount of students that had back problems from having to carry all their books constantly. And they locked them all. And they put, you know, fucking oversized coat hangers, you know, like cable.
Yeah.
Cabling. But like solid, not multi-strand.
Right.
Through all the locks on the locker thing right there.
So you can't use a locker.
No. They locked them all shut. Of course, it was funny. You see the occasional person that brought snips to school and they cut open the shit, open one locker. They would, you know, throw a flaming bag of human shit into a locker.
Ew.
That's L.A. We didn't even have a fire alarm.
What? That's so illegal.
No, no, not. We did have one, but it wasn't the push button. They had smoke detectors in each of the rooms,
mm-hmm.
and the alarms that they had in each room was designed for. They were like shit you would have in a stadium or an amphitheater. It sounded like they had the chance that some deaf fucking child would be in a room anywhere. They always had these overly loud ones, and my ears would ring after each one, man.
Ouch!
What was that fucking loud?
I know they're loud. I mean, they're made to be loud, but damn, that's too much.
It is.
See, now, my high school was built in the 50s. It's a decent high school. I mean, you know, it has its own fair share of aging problems. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't have too much of a problem with that. Gesundheit. Here, let me get you a Kleenex.
Please.
Here you go.
Continue. Don't let me interrupt you.
Too late. but we, yeah. Hey! Hey! Oh my god.
It's okay, continue.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I can't.
Please. I'm listening.
I know, but you have your Kleenex, you're just drilling it into your nose.
I gotta make sure it's clear, dude.
After those sneezes, if it isn't clear, it's your brain.
Yeah. Right. If it comes up gray, we'll be worried.
Yeah, really.
Please continue. don't let me stop you.
Too late. As I was saying.
So you had these old reconditioned kind of buildings.
We had not reconditioned. I mean, they're old.
Oh, yuck, a wet spot.
They're old. They're old brick buildings.
Sorry.
But they were nice. Everything about it was nice. It had its own old feel to it, and a lot of its stuff we complained about because it was too old.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad.
Okay, so?
Shall we continue?
I'm waiting.
Okay.
You're the one that's taking
forever. Well, I'm being respectful because our poor listeners here, blah, 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 blah. Wow.
Brick building.
Brick building. In Iowa. At a school, a little bell rang.
I'm just hearing this conversation, man. It's like hearing Alzheimer's patients discuss theology.
No, it's Alzheimer's patient discussing the time. What time is it? 4 o'clock. AM or PM? PM. What's PM?
I just love it.
The time.
The meaning
what
of life is. The meaning of life is. Who am I?
It's not like Ozzy right there. Who am I?
Who am I, man?
God,
hey, he just imagine he gets senile in his house and starts talking about sex with his wife to his kids.
When I was your age, you know, I met your mum yet, you know, but I gotta say, she's that more experienced down on me cook.
You can just imagine him doing that.
Oh, you know.
The birds and the bees.
He did a Howard Stern where he's talking about the benefits of, the benefits of Viagra.
That's funny. Just imagine Ozzy trying to talk sex to his daughter.
And let me tell you another thing. Just because a man says he loves you forever doesn't mean you can suck his wang. And you take that from me.
What the fuck are you coming up with?
This is stuff Kilroy's still farming. Cowgirls will survive. Daddy's a little redneck girl. Las Vegas. I told you, right there. That's proof. Vegas. You have 3.5 miles of strip, a downtown section, and it progressively gets worse, except when you head too far west.
By the way, guess what?
What?
The strip is in Clark County, not Las Vegas.
That's right. The strip is in Clark County.
Not actually within the city limits of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Because the city limits actually go around the strip.
They do. They stop at Sahara and don't go down. The city tried to annex it so they could, like, you know, go, gar, 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 money grub.
Yeah. But then again, Oscar Goodman still treats it like it's the city.
By the way, I need to get myself one when they come out. I need an Oscar Goodman bobblehead.
Bobblehead. So you can get a bobblehead of our mayor, our lovable mayor.
Holding martini.
Yeah, of course.
Which, according to the Las Vegas Sun, he now, and I quote, Oscar Goodman will now join the ranks of George W. Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, and Jesus Christ. That was in the paper today.
That was fun. That's funny.
Thank you, Kilroy. That's a lovely picture of the redneck with the big titties, but could you next time send us one that's fucking straight? This one has a rainbow on her picture.
Hence, very redneck, yet very, very gay. Okay.
Unless you want to answer the messenger and say, my friend Claude Balls wants to know if you're a dyke.
We got another one. Smile.
It's click on the goddamn link.
Okay, I'm clicking on the goddamn link. It was a cold, dark, stormy night. The power went out. Then passion finally got the better of him. At that moment, they knew it had to be together. They knew it was wrong, but it felt all right. Then the power came back on. Scroll down. Scroll down.
That's funny.
Disturbing. That's very disturbing. And it has a bad MIDI. That's a horrible MIDI. Okay, let me just bookmark this. This is so going on the links. Okay. Oh, back to the big titty Gabe chick.
That's completely fucking bad. I feel like horrible. I'm playing Shadowgate. Insert gaming reference here. Speaking of which, coming to Las Vegas Classic Gaming Convention.
Yay.
August.
Yay.
At the Union Plaza.
Boo.
In a ghetto. People, don't you understand? Child needs a helping hand. You're going to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you, man. With your blind see.
Okay, okay.
You see the turn and looked in
it ain't right. We ain't right. The world ain't right. Folks, looks like we're going to start wrapping this up for the night.
That's right.
It's about that time.
We're going to wrap it up like a
tortilla.
A cock.
Again, you and the cock.
One show must have the word cock and it's said by me.
Claude Balls loves...
That's in my contract.
We have contracts.
Claude Balls loves to say cock.
Cock.
And Claude Balls loves his cock.
That's because no one else will love Claude Ball's cock. However, if you are interested,
he don't get out much, and most of the time when he does, you know, he scares people.
I'm not even going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole.
You better not.
Yeah, I know. I'm
straight.
Yeah, you
will not touch my meaty throbbing member.
Throbbing?
Pulsating.
If it's pulsating and throbbing, dude, that ain't good.
Boom 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 boom.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
And me talk about my cock.
It's cock on Spank Wagon Radio. Currently, you can find us on the VFTP.net servers as VFTP.net/SpankWagon3.0.
Or SpankWagon.n3.net.
Or, hopefully next week, the brand spanking new link,
SpankWagon.VFTP.net.
Net. Nice.
That's pretty good.
Wow, he kind of sucked it on the monitor. We'll listen to this
one more. Fuck you, I couldn't hear how it finished, man.
My God, we can rewind this once we're done with these people.
So, I don't fucking...
Once we're done entertaining the masses. But you can always get a hold of us there, spankwagon.n3.net. You can always get a hold of Claude Balls. What's your email?
claudeballs@hotmail.com.
Hotmail.
Claude Balls.
Wah-ha.
Touch my balls.
Claude
Touch
Balls.
Me.
It's my Hotmail. Balls.
Hotmail. Claude
Balls. You know where you can find a hold of me at? Find a hold of me. Get a hold of me at?
Will you find a hold of me
Can
at?
We find a hole in me? No. Get a hold of me at Trencher at
And we'll Mac. Bend over. We'll find out.
No.
Trencher at Mac.com.
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 Like a Big Mac, but like, no big.
Like, wait, well, thank you. I'll take that as a somewhat compliment. You can always get a hold of our other participant, who is our most faithful chat room listener. Mm-hmm. Chat room participator and listener.
Gilroy.
And of course, you can find a hold of him. Here we go again. I'm losing it. It's definitely
you can find a hole in my friend. Bend here over and insert two finger.
Huh?
Gently massage prostrate. You got a cataract? I got a Rincon Continental.
Oh man!
And that's what the guy said to the Chinaman and the proctologist.
God, you do
Thomas Thomas. I fucked that one up.
You know. Hey, I was just thinking, you know, you talk about L.A., you know, L.A. is really, a proctologist's dream.
Fuck up. I can really fuck up jokes right there. So this guy walks into a proctologist's office because it's Thursday and it's his night in the barrel. As he crosses the road to get to the other side, and she says, he kept an eye out for you. And I said, but I don't know. It really is fuck
That's
up.
That's every friend. Joke you could ever think of fucking up right there. You can always get a hold of Gilroy at gilroyshatemail@yahoo.com. But better than that, folks, you can always go to the site. Everything is linkable. Everything is clickable. We got message boards. We got web submission pages. We've got email. And we've got Spank Wagon Radio.
We temporarily have a guest book.
Temporarily until tomorrow, until I fix my code and get that piece of shit out of there. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been
Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh.
again, we fucked it up.
It wasn't synced properly.
We'll catch you all later, folks. You have a very good night. We will talk to you next week.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good one.
That's right. And remember, claudeballscock@hotmail.com, if I can reserve that.
I think it has the word cock. I don't think it's actually going to fly.
You know what?
What?
Our good friend Tit can't register his name on internet because it says claims profanity.
Oh, yeah. Because that's he right. actually has legitimate letters before and after Tit.
Tit is a part of his real name.
Tenor. Wow. That's cool. I mean, yeah. Sad, but... Hey,
fuck him, I don't care.
What can you say? Ladies and gentlemen, good night.
Thank you, good night.
Bye. You.
Bye.
Spankwagon Audio.
Present!
Spankwagon Audio.
Do it.